You know we love our first-time guest. He's going to be one of our new go-to guys from the outstanding SeattleSports.com. He's a Wildcat graduated from Central Washington. On Twitter, you could follow along. Use the handle at Zach Hereth. Spell it H-E-R-E-T-H. Zach, great having you. How's life treating you up in the Emerald City?
Hey, thanks, Steve. Really appreciate you having me on, and things are going good here. Weather is beautiful today at the ballpark, so definitely cannot complain.
So I was looking at the CWU alum list. I knew one off the top of my head, John Kitna, Seahawk quarterback, mm-hmm. Bengals quarterback. I know Keith Gilbertson coached the Huskies. Craig T. Nelson, star of the 90s sitcom. So as an alum, who would you say is the most popular?
Well, you know, I would say that Kitna has probably got to be the most popular. You know, he still does like a big like charity golf tournament over there, and you know he's the only NFL player from the school. So I think Kitna's always kind of been the kind of claim to fame there, especially athletically.
Sure. No, that makes sense. I would have bet that, but you never know what's going on campus. So, Zach, as a first-time guest, a little background. For example, I'm from just outside New York City, grew up in the early 70s, championship Knicks, Yankees, Joe Namath, and the Jets. So paint us a picture of where you're from and maybe who were the teams and players that got you so into it you decided you actually wanted to pursue sports as a way to make a living.
Yeah, so I grew up in Granite Falls, which is a small town, about an hour and 15, 20 minutes north of Seattle. Growing up here, was always a big fan of, you know, all the Seattle teams, really followed the UW football and basketball a lot growing up. So really, I mean, the Mariners, the Sonics, the Seahawks, you know, Huskies football and basketball, that was, you know, quite a bit of what I grew up on. Some of the players that kind of left the biggest impressions on me. My favorite Sonic of all time was always Detlef Schrempf. I was a huge Detlef Schrempf fan growing up. Loved Edgar Martinez, of course. And, I was 9 when the Mariners had that 2001 season. So really just about anybody on that club was somebody, you know, I really enjoyed watching. Was a huge Rashard Lewis guy for the Sonics. He was someone that I like to model my basketball game after as a kid. Nowhere near as good, but he was, you know, definitely a guy I loved watching.
Well, talking to an old Yankee fan, you mentioned Edgar Martinez, and all I could picture is the double that beat the Yankees in 95. So I still get a bit of a nervous twitch there, Zach. I want to start with the Seahawks, talking with Zach Hereth, SeattleSports.com. We know that there's obviously been an earth shift with the departure of Pete Carroll, and Ryan Grubb is the new offensive coordinator. Two terrific years with the Huskies. You wrote about that angle from Ty Lockett. What did Ty have to say about kind of the big changes he's already noticed?
You know, I think a lot of it just has to kind of do with you know, how they're using the guys. I know it's been reported a bit here that, you know, DK Metcalf has saw some time in the slot, during OTAs, which, you know, previously he had really kind of just been more exclusively on the outside, in the slot, very little. I think it's a little hard to pinpoint kind of exactly, you know, what those changes are. He was, you know, a little vague in it, but, you know, I think if you just look at, you know, what Washington's offense did, you know, last year with the talent they had at receiver, and then, I mean, you look at the Seahawks and you have Metcalf and Lockett and Jackson Smith and Jigba, and you could kind of draw some correlations there that they have some guys that kind of do the same kind of fun things they did at Washington with. It should be pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about walking from three terrific receivers into three terrific receivers. And mm-hmm. I thought another piece that you wrote was critical because the offensive line, I mean, heck, they hit two homers in 2022 with the tackles, Charles Cross and Abe Lucas. I know Lucas missed a bunch of last season, had off-season knee surgery. So how would you describe his health status, and what has the team done to kind of bolster that front line?
Well, I think the best way to describe Lucas's health status right now is, I don't know, and it doesn't necessarily sound like the Seahawks know exactly what to expect with him coming into the season. Mike McDonald pretty much said as much. Their first OTAs that was open to the press. I remember last year, Pete Carroll mentioned that the knee injury that Lucas was dealing with, he used the word chronic. And, when it comes to knees, and when it comes to football players and offensive linemen, and you hear the word chronic, that's definitely never a good thing.
No, not at all. I didn't realize it was that severe or viewed that severe. Final Seahawks question. We know Geno was crazy good in 2002, dipped a little last year, and the backup was Drew Lock. During the offseason, I thought the trade for Sam Howell, who was the starter at Washington, was interesting. In essence, he kind of just made his Seattle media debut. So is Geno the Lock starter? I'm just curious as to your take on the situation in that quarterback room.
So, that's a good question. I think it does seem like going into the season that Geno is the guy. It's his job to lose, with the way he's played the past couple of years, I don't think you could argue with that. I know there was a bit of a setback last season, but he did play a little better down the stretch. But certainly bringing in Sam Howell is interesting for them to give up some draft capital this year, especially in a year where, they were already missing the second round pick from the Leonard Williams trade. That at least, signals that, maybe even if Sam Howell, it doesn't end up being the guy this year, that they maybe have some plans for him in the future, especially, to go after him in lieu of maybe trying to, snag one of those six quarterbacks that, everybody wanted to get in the draft this year.
Talking with Zach Harris, SeattleSports.com. To the Mariners we go. The rotation was obviously a big, big story coming in. I loved your piece that kind of delved deeply into the specifics. Logan Gilbert, who's made every start since he made his May debut in 2021, be it his whip, his command, it seems like it's gotten progressively better. Well, what could you tell us about what you wrote? I mean, he's a self-confessed pitching nerd, and it sounds like he just keeps adding to his repertoire.
Yeah. So, recently, Jeff Passan or Passan from ESPN had written about kind of some of the nastiest new pitches in baseball. And two of those pitches were Gilbert's cutter and Bryce Miller's splitter. So I kind of dove a little more into those. And with Gilbert, like you said, he's kind of a pitching nerd. He is a guy who is constantly looking to add to his repertoire. Last year, he added the splitter, found a lot of success with it. This year, he's added a cutter. More than anything, it's just helped his other pitches play up. I mean, if you look at the numbers, I think, at the time I wrote that article, I think, all of his other four pitches, the opponent's batting average had gone down this year and the slug had gone down on all but one of those pitches. So, he's just one of those guys that maybe necessarily the pitch itself might not be the most effective that he throws, but it is a good pitch, and what it does is it just makes everything else he throws, that much better.
Couple final thoughts, Zach Harris, SeattleSports.com. I thought your piece on the state of the division after John Morosi of the MLB Network joined the local radio show, it's all well and good they lead the West right now, but kind of fair to say they have to step it up because you got to figure Texas is healing and Houston's not going to struggle for the next 100 games.
No, well, you're 100% right on that. The Astros have been so good for so long. It's hard to, fathom them continuing to play this way all year long. And then with the Rangers, they simply just need to get healthy. They arguably haven't had any of their top three pitchers throw a single pitch this year. And Jacob deGrom, Max Scherzer, Tyler Mahle, all expected to come back. So Texas should get better. And that means, right now for the Mariners, while those teams are still trying to find, their footing, it's an important time for the Mariners to create some separation, and especially in this month when their schedule does, you know, lighten up a little bit, especially compared to last month.
You know, I just realized you could always find common ground. You're a Mariners fan. I'm a Yankees fan. We can unite in our contempt for the Astros. So I feel like that's a good building block, right?
I think so. And, you know, I think you would maybe find that contempt in common with about 28, 27 other fan bases. So
that's a good point. The last thing I want to get to is, you know, the bullpen was so key the way it ended the playoff drought 2 years ago, kept him in it late last year. This year, more hit or miss, lost Matt Brash with Tommy John surgery, looked much stronger in the Houston series, Munoz closing. So what, or maybe I guess who, has you encouraged that the relief corps is starting to settle in to kind of mix better with that terrific rotation?
You know, I look at the recent acquisition of Mike Bauman, who they picked up off waivers from the Baltimore Orioles. He was a guy that got DFA'd with pretty good numbers. He's definitely got good stuff. He just got here, I think, last week, pitched twice. He's a really interesting ad for them and someone that, I mean, you look at the kind of history of what they do with relievers, and you've got to feel pretty good about, you know, his chances coming to Seattle, especially when he was already pretty effective with Baltimore. You know, it seems that they found a pretty good role for Trent Thornton, who, you know, was kind of a nice surprise for them last year. You know, he's pitched, you know, better lately. It seems like they've been bringing him in more in kind of clean inning situations recently, which maybe that's something he's a little more comfortable in. And then, I mean, you know, I think with the way Munoz is pitching right now, I mean, you just feel so supremely confident in this team if they can get him the ball. And, you know, especially, you know, now when we get to this next month and they have a few more days off, and maybe the starters can go a little deeper than they've gone recently, and the bullpen's rested a little more. You know, I think they have a lot of the right pieces in there to just kind of pick up and keep going with where they've been the past few years.
Folks, he's Zach Harrith. Catch all his work, keeping us wired in on the Mariners, Seahawks, SeattleSports.com on Twitter. The handle is at Zach Harrith, spell it H-E-R-E-T-H. Hey, Zach, great stuff. It's been awesome getting to know you. Appreciate the time, and look forward to talking again soon.
Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take it easy.